With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A shooting in a New York City office tower Monday evening. New York City Mayor Eric Adams tells how many people died in the shooting.
5 innocent people shot tonight. We lost 4 souls to another senseless act of gun violence, including a member of the New York City Police Department, Officer Islam.
New York City has a very strict gun control law. Police identify the gunman as Shane Tamura of Las Vegas. The commercial office building where the shooting took place includes the NFL and Rudin Management, as well as finance companies KPMG and Blackstone. Senate Republicans say President Trump made it clear he does not want a government shutdown, and they're urging House GOP lawmakers to tone down their approach to the September 30th deadline. Bernie Bennett has the story.
House Republicans jammed Senate Democrats in March with a partisan funding bill, which Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reluctantly voted for to avoid a shutdown. But the political dynamics are different now. Schumer is under heavy pressure to fight harder against President Trump and his MAGA allies, heightening the chance of a shutdown if Speaker Mike Johnson tries to use the same playbook. A Republican senator who requested anonymity said, quote, "The fate of the appropriate bills to fund the government in fiscal year 2026 will be the focus of the GOP conference before it leaves for a 4-week August recess." Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump's legal team is seeking an expedited deposition of Rupert Murdoch in his lawsuit accusing the media mogul of defaming him in a Wall Street Journal article. The president's lawyers cited Murdoch's age as a chief argument to push for early testimony. Lawyers for the president also seeking any documents exchanged between Murdoch and other defendants in the case, as well as all messages and a log of his calls. This is SRN News. America's churches continue to be vandalized. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Around the time the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade in 2022, law enforcement saw an uptick in the number of attacks on houses of worship. The problem has not abated. Less than 2 weeks ago, St. Elizabeth of Hungary Church in Pleasant Hills, Pennsylvania, was covered in graffiti. Other houses of worship have been burned or had windows broken. There's also been a surge in attacks on churches across Canada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute saying that a number of high school-aged female athletes in the state had lost medals and other competitive opportunities to males. The administration says so-called transgender athlete policies, such as the one in Oregon, violate Title IX, a 1972 federal law banning discrimination based on sex. This is SRN News. During his meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, President Trump reflected on his upcoming unprecedented second state visit with King Charles III.
I'm a big fan of King Charles. I've known him for quite a while. A great guy, great person. He looks really well to me. He looks great. So we look forward to coming over.
The president said he's excited about September state visit that will include a trip to Windsor Castle, and that he has no issue with King Charles' environmental stance.
King Charles is an environmentalist, I will tell you. And I say that in a positive way, not a negative way. Every time I've met with him, he talked about the environment, how important it is. And I'm all for it. I think that's great.
Football legend Deion Sanders says he was diagnosed with bladder cancer earlier this year. He made the announcement Monday alongside his doctor. More details at srnnews.com.